Barely a week after Radio Nigeria broke the news of alleged gross malpractice in the ongoing National Examination Council, NECO, 2018 examinations, more revelations have emerged, even as little or nothing seemed to have been done to block the sites. Correspondent Chinelo Ozalo has a follow-up on the matter.
A renowned gospel preacher, Billy Graham, says the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Lack of these great virtues might be the reason for the high level of exam malpractice being witnessed in the country. Perhaps this is also why the alleged questions and answers to the ongoing NECO exam have continued to be made available in the exam malpractice sites earlier reported. They include examsorts.com, examcrown.co, and examkey.net. This development has remained a source of worry to some concerned Nigerians who said they were embittered that the authorities of NECO dismissed the paper leak as fake without any effort to get to the root of the matter, at least to save unsuspecting Nigerians the obvious consequences. Also of concern to them was what they called the nonchalant attitude shown by stakeholders in the education sector, not minding the gravity of the problem and its effects on the society. A lecturer at University of Nigeria Nsukka, Professor Ozioma Onuzulike, who described the situation as unfortunate, said many students did not study to get A's in GCE, WAEC, NECO or JAMB when they had such alternatives.
All of the websites that I have investigated, including a new operator called examkey.net, which specializes on NECO exams, use MTN recharge vouchers exclusively to transact their illegal business. As we speak, examcrown.co fearlessly and shamelessly boasts to be, and I quote, the best exam website for JAMB, WAEC, NECO, NAPTEP, extra rounds, and news updates. From a scrutiny of the websites, I found they had been in operation since 2015, going by the testimonies of their shameless clients from that year, and they are still in operation. In which other country can this happen?
Professor Nuzulike said since the discovery, he had made several efforts to get the attention of the interest groups to ensure that the sites were shut down to no avail.
Many Nigerians have lost the sense of urgency in this situation that we find ourselves. There is no outrage against evil. For example, I began by emailing my fellow senators at the University of Nigeria Nsukka to brief them on this ugly situation, calling them to stand up against it. Nobody, not one, got back to me on this emergency. I had reached out to NECO directly. That was on 2nd June. I sent messages to all of NECO's platforms, even citing the embarrassing attack by Exam Key on their Facebook page. I got no response, not even a word of acknowledgement from NECO. I also reached out to the Nigerian Communications Commission using two different email channels provided on the official website to complain about MTN's role in this disaster. I have received not even a word of acknowledgement of my properly signed emails. I had the same experience with a message I sent to the police rapid response channels. I have found what appears to be a network of silence. But I find it comforting to see that Radio Nigeria still can demonstrate commitment to the preservation of our values.
Corroborating the findings, the Enugu State Commissioner for Education, Professor Ucheze, urged the exam bodies to come out and state exactly what was happening.
I have been expecting WAEC to make a statement. I have been expecting NECO to make a statement. This thing did not happen just this year. 2 years ago, I spoke to WAEC Zonal Director about it. They had no defense. Last year, I had a meeting with them. I spoke to them about it. They had no response. It is a serious problem. This is a national issue. And our future is at stake and will continue to be at stake until we address the problem.
An artist, writer and movie director, Mr. Solomon Arora, who knew about the site since 2016, said in the school he was teaching, a student was caught on the day of exam with 3 phones fully subscribed to the site, and he had since then been in the vanguard of the fight to end the crime. In an interview, some respondents say the exam bodies should be held liable since they failed to lodge complaints to the police, DSS, or approach MTN to block the lines made available at the sites. Unfortunately, the following numbers are still operational in the sites. For examkey.net, 0906-164-1620 and 0813-734-7679. For examsorts.com, 0706-3609. 0701 and examcrown.co 0703258-1573, as well as codes for the different subjects. Radio Nigeria went to Nigerian Communications Commission's office in Enugu to find out the results of the investigation the Zeno head, Mrs. Emile Anwokoro, promised to carry out. Although she was not on set during the visits, she was contacted through phone and she explained that nothing else had been done apart from the initial call to MTN.
I called MTN. MTN said that they have said since she only fraud of that particular land, so I would work for MTN. Please, send me a memo. Do a memo. Send it to my office.
A youth, Mr. Innocent Obi, described the situation as a national shame that must be tackled holistically.
The government, the parents, the teachers, and even the students are all culpable. The examination bodies like Waec and Nico are only responsible because they have not done their work properly.
The negative effect of the malpractice is already being felt in some institutions of higher learning. Professor Onuzulike narrates his experience.
One of my senior colleagues at the University of Nigeria, Asuka, told me how a candidate who scored above 300 in the UMTE came to the university's post-GME exam and scored 24. That, of course, is not an isolated case.
Due to the enormity of the crime and its effect, a senior citizen and former commissioner for education in the old Anambra state, Chief Nduke Eya, urged the police to bring to bear their full intelligence gathering to unravel the mystery surrounding the matter, instead of waiting for a formal report.
That mess has become digital. It's a general malaise, but it has a beginning.
However, all efforts to reach the zonal coordinator of NECO in the state, Mrs. Maria Okebu, failed again, as she was not in her office and did not call after the state coordinator NECO, Mr. Sonny Bolaji, claimed to have forwarded my number to her. Efforts to get the NECO zonal coordinator's number also failed. For how long will the perpetrators of this heinous crime be allowed to operate? For how long will examination malpractice be allowed to pull down the education sector of this country? Only time will tell. Chinelo Ozalo, Radio Nigeria.